time for another spurt of conversation and information and a smile here and there, the reality of the world on Friday, the 25th of November. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden will join us. It's the Black Friday news media.
Everything's on sale here today.
Yeah. Everybody's the same thing every year at this time. It's the same blah, 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 blah. And thank heavens for people who have a creative mind. I'm blessed to have people in my family who have minds of their own, who can articulate thoughts, who can have good discussion and debate. And I wondered, yesterday as we had our Thanksgiving dinner, all of us, many of us, most of us hopefully, you had your meal. Usually at Thanksgiving time, during the meal, all the families together, there's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, because of the events here in Los Angeles the last couple of weeks, the passing of my former wife, Toni, the children and I, and being upset, I think there was an unspoken agreement not to talk about Toni at Thanksgiving dinner. We toasted her.
Mm-hmm.
We had a tear. And then we started into something that I would not have. Again, this is sort of the wonderful nature of commentary, conversation, whatever. When you get together with your friends, you don't have I'm going to talk about this for the next hour. So I pride myself with the conversations we have here on the air to be reality-based, just like what you're having, we're having. So over the dinner table, I want to know from you what you talked about. 800-510-8255. Yesterday during Thanksgiving, I thankfully talked to both Jennifer and her dad, two of the people that I am most thankful for in my life. And because I was here when I was driving from the airport, you know what? I'm going to call Jennifer and wish her a happy Thanksgiving, tell her I love her. And I told your father the same thing. And so I heard back from both of you, which was cool. And now I'm wondering what you talked about at the meal. Because Thanksgiving is always a conversation. It may be about football or sports. It could be about...
And sometimes politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get really intense fast.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right, so what did you talk about?
Well, it was just my mom and I.
Oh,
so we,
oh, your dad was there too for some reason.
He came by later in the day. But when we had dinner, it was just my mom and I, which I have to tell you was one of the best Thanksgivings I have had in a long time. We had so much fun just enjoying each other's company and not having to go anywhere and just so much fun. But we talked also, my grandmother, it was the 6-year anniversary of my grandmother's passing yesterday. So, we talked about her, and then we talked about some of the funny Southern traditions that take place in Thanksgiving because my grandmother was very Southern. And so my mom was just telling me some stories about, you know, her childhood and what they would do to celebrate. And we talked a little bit about, it was funny, it was about the people we lost. We talked a little bit about my grandmother on my dad's side and my grandpa. And just really, we kind of reminisced about past Thanksgiving and just some of the funny stuff that had happened on holidays. And it was just a good time.
All right. So we didn't have that conversation.
Okay, you did not.
We did not have that conversation.
We were not intense at all. We literally...
We were extraordinarily intense.
Really? Yeah, yep. My mom and I know. Not yesterday. Yeah. We were just... It
Very
was a light
intense.
Day.
All of the three children, I call them three children, my daughter Megan, my son Brendan, and Megan's husband Matthew and I, started talking about a book. Now, I'm not much of a book reader. I don't have time. I read my briefcase when I got on the plane yesterday morning to fly from Boston to L.A. was loaded with news magazines and newspapers. I had everything from Entertainment Tonight to Mother Jones to Newsmax to Reason Magazine, light stuff, heavy stuff. That's what I believe I need to be up on so that I am able to converse intelligently with you about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people are talking about. Somebody had left at the airport a copy of Pat Buchanan's newest book called Suicide of a Superpower.
Right.
So,
is that a sign?
I've heard about
it at the airport.
Not necessarily.
Are
I don't
they
know.
Trashing
it? I didn't look at it. I didn't care. It wasn't the reason that I brought it up.
Yeah.
So I took it on the plane and I started to read it, and I couldn't put it down. I spent the entire 5 hours on the plane reading as much of this book as I could. Mm-hmm. And you've heard me say on the air, this is not a political radio program, but I have, when I do express myself about things that concern me regarding what's going on in our country, I've found myself in the last 4, 5, 6 years, Richie, you've heard me say this, agreeing more and more with Pat Buchanan and his assessment of what's going on in our country. And the more I read into this book, the more I thought, wow, this guy is brilliant. Now, is he brilliant because I agree with him, or is he brilliant because he makes intelligent conversation? So I started, the kids, none of my children would be interested in Pat Buchanan at all. Megan,
and probably dismiss
Brendan,
it because people my age know him as being very right of center. I think the last time he ran for president was against who?
He would have run in 2000. In 2000,
I think Bill Clinton. I think even before that, maybe. But I have heard a lot of good things about this book. I'm interested in reading it. So tell me what you thought.
Well, the thing that is, I'll get to the end and then I'll fill in the holes in the from the beginning to the middle to the end. By the time we were done with our conversation, all of us agreed with what Pat Buchanan has put forth in this book.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, on the surface, say Pat Buchanan wrote it, Megan would turn up her nose, Brendan would laugh, and Matthew just would dismiss it.
Let's not get into kind of like the separatists.
What he gets into, Richie, is what has happened in our country.
The separation of America.
Some of the separation, but more about the wars. The part of the book that I find the most interesting are and our discussion at dinner had to do with all the wars that we have been in since our country began, and not even our country, but you go back over the history of mankind and how we are so warlike. And the theory that was put forth by the children, which I think is actually kind of astounding when I think about it, but it's a wake-up call. I don't want to get there before I sort of bring you through what Buchanan's premise or premises are, okay? So let me do that. I think this is a conversation that isn't something we can have in just a few minutes. We're going to sort of spread it out, and I want to know this, because it is an important part of understanding what's going on. Much of what we hear people are upset about is addressed in this book. And that's what he's almost like he's not psychic, but he's predicting, in a sense, short term, what's going to get people upset, what's going to get them active in terms of the next election cycle, that sort of thing. Because the book, the title, Suicide of a Superpower, is a wake up call, in a manner of speaking. Now, a lot of his conclusions, certainly his opinions, focus on what he thinks has been a distraction, especially since September 11th. So it is with that backdrop that I will give you some of the bits and pieces here as we go through. By the way, Richie, I asked Jennifer and I didn't ask you, what was your dinner table conversation yesterday? I talked to you before you were having dinner, so I don't know what you're talking about at dinner with your family.
I mean, it was everything. We had my aunt and uncle, my brothers, all the kids, you know, the whole thing. A couple of my cousins. But it was everything. I guess we had a really good day, a really good time. But there was kind of the elephant in the room, you know, with my dad not being there.
I wondered whether you heard what I said before. We sort of had an unspoken, we decided not to talk about Tony yesterday because it would just make all of us sad.
I think before we went, we all decided we were going to kind of toast to my dad. And
yeah, we did that for Tony. Yep.
But then we were just kind of like everybody was having a good day, and we didn't want to, you know, bring it down and not to ignore my dad or the fact that he's not there. I mean, we're all thinking about him. My uncle and I talked about him for a couple of minutes. You know, we still can't believe he's not around and all this other stuff. But, you know, we had a lot of fun. It was a good day. My brothers and I had a good time, and the kids all played, and everybody ate good and too much. And it was a good day, a lot of fun. My mom said she had a good time, too.
We all ate a lot of stuff. Megan made a wonderful dinner, And she's so funny because she, you know, picks up this recipe. When I walked in, she had a couple of books open on the counter. She's learned how to cook the turkey, cook it upside down or whatever. It's just a
big deal.
Upside down and then flip it.
If my brother weren't married, I'd marry him because, man, he is a good cook.
Yeah, good for you, Rick. Congratulations.
He's a good cook.
This was not an upsetting conversation. The conversation that the four of us had was not upsetting, maybe because at the end of it all, we sort of came to the same conclusion, and because their point of view is not necessarily my point of view, but it just shows you how when you discuss things and bring them to their natural conclusion, mm-hmm. most of the time you're not going to argue or fuss or fight. It's when you don't let people listen or you don't let people speak who want to say, you know, it's. I think that's part of the lesson here.
Yeah, anyway. The only way to talk about the political stuff is to take it issue by issue because people can agree on that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right. All right, speaking of things to agree on, the CC Radio 2. Sounds like the British Broadcasting is BBC 2. Now, this is the C. Crane catalog I'm looking at, and the CC Radio 2 is among the wonderful, look at all these radios in here, and it gets so exciting to see how an American company is producing such great quality, and I find this radio, frankly, for me anyway, probably is at the top of the heap. It may or may not be for you. What I would suggest you do, especially when it comes to those people who are on your gift list that love radio, talk radio, spoken word formats, this is going to change your life. If you love listening and you're frustrated because the band isn't that good or the radios aren't that good, you're going to love, love, love the CC Radio 2. Costs $159.95. It's one of their signature products. Has the best AM reception of any radio anywhere. And it happens to be the best seller because it's the best radio. Hello. Don't those things go together? Isn't it funny how the best seller is the best radio? It works. And by the way, C. Crane offers a 60-day no-risk return policy. This is why these people are as successful as they are, because they know you want to try the product out, you want to listen to it, you want to know that it is good. Nobody sends these radios back, but they offer you 60. It's unheard of. 2 months. You can listen to the radio for 2 months. You don't like it, you send it back. So do yourself a favor and perhaps somebody who loves radio and your family a favor as well. Call 800-522-TUNE, 800-522-8863, and get the catalog. You can go on. It's actually easier to go online to ccradio.com, get their catalog, order one of these radios, order a couple of them, one for you, give yourself a Christmas present, and give a present to somebody that loves, loves, loves radio, AM radio especially. When you buy the CC Radio 2, you'll get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C. Crane at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. Or go online to ccradio.com.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter. Chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone after the hour on the Good Day Friday program.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Twenty-three after the hour, and normally at this point in this hour, we have a couple of comedic excerpts from programs that give us cause to smile. How's that? A couple of comedic interludes.
It's the late-night stuff that we don't get to stay up to see.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the first of the three here is David Letterman with a top 10 list of super committee excuses.
Super committee excuses. Here we go. Number 10, spent too much time picking a cool name for the committee. Number 9, got distracted by Congress's new Donkey Kong machine. Number 8, wasted time tying on each other's hairpieces. Number 7, when your options are solve the national debt crisis or see the new Twilight movie, you see the new Twilight movie, for God's sake. Number 6, quit early to get in line for the Black Friday sale at Annie Says. Number 5, it's the curse of the chupacabra. At number 4, we're assembling a special committee to come up with excuses. Number 3, it's Robert Wagner's fault. Number 2, hey, normally it takes us twice as long to get nothing done. And the number 1 super committee excuse, President Santorum will figure it out. There you go.
All right. So from that, we go backwards a little bit to both Jay Leno and David Letterman having fun as Thanksgiving approaches.
Well, President Obama pardoned two turkeys today named Liberty and Peace. The two turkeys he didn't pardon were named Delicious and Mouth-watering. Yeah, those two. Now, here's a really stupid joke. If a turkey sent out a tweet, would that be a gobble? How does that work? I know. That's Thank you. And right on it there. Here's something bizarre. I'm reading an article in the paper today on tips on how not to overeat on Thanksgiving Day. This is real. They say you should avoid taking Viagra because it increases your stomach capacity by 16%. Plus, it's also really rude in bending over the dining room table trying to carve the turkey.
Nice.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing about this. And this is what put Martha Stewart in business. This tryptophan turkey makes you sleepy. That's why they gave her a show.
What do you mean?
How did that work?
I don't know. She called in talk radio someplace, and she mentioned this, and they gave her a show.
Oh, wow.
So now that's all you hear about. Oh, you know, the holidays, the tryptophan. So here's what I do. And I don't know if it's true or not. You get sleepy eating turkey. But on the safe side, I marinate the bird 24 hours at it. Or 12 hours if you don't have a full day. Marinate it in Red Bull.
That's a good tip, Dave.
God bless him. 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. We're talking about the conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table, and Richie's was pretty common, and Jennifer's was. Mine was not. And it had to do with me picking up Pat Buchanan's new book, Suicide of a Superpower, and reading about, he theorizes, by the way, it's sort of cut to the chase, and then I'll go backwards in the time that we have in the next few minutes. Every action in our country is influenced by the war machine. That's basically what Buchanan's premise is. And it isn't just the country, but if you go back over the history of mankind, the people, when there first was a developing system of industry, and industry realized that it could make all these weapons of war, by the way, that was basically the first industry has been, if you traditionally in each country or each situation, a civilization realizes that it can make war utensils because it needs to either protect itself or it is aggressive. And so the war machine is the oldest industry. Making weaponry is the oldest industry on the planet as far as the human condition is concerned. More people have spent more time devising ways to kill other human beings than anything else in the history of our country, of our planet. So that's part of Buchanan's premise. And we'll go back and forth from there as we continue this conversation. I think it's fascinating, frankly, and I did think the book was a wake-up call. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, there's no really good definition of terms when a hotel or resort claims to have a kids program. What do? Knock out two walls and throw in some crayons? Or are they really doing something that actually engages your kids? In Florida, the Hyatt Coconut Point is working with National Geographic. Yes, the programs have typical beach activities, but the counselors are also trained to teach children about the native flora and fauna, as well as Native American culture. At several Ritz-Carlton properties, kids are trained to become Jean-Michel Cousteau's ambassadors of the environment. Through eco-tours and hands-on lessons, they learn about local wildlife and plant life, while also seeing conservation lessons right in action. Many resort programs will give kids some snacks, but how about learning to make their favorite food? The Atlantis Kids Adventure Club in the Bahamas takes kids right into the kitchen and lets them try everything from pizza painting to candy making and my favorite, pretzel twisting. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Get the gift guaranteed to be a bigger smash than matching sweaters. The Wii system is the gift for every member of the family. Now bundled with the four-player New Super Mario Bros. Wii game to the new amazingly low suggested retail price of $149.99. Add any of our four classic Mario and Nintendo Select titles available for just $19.99 each to make it the perfect gift. Also, be sure to pick up new titles like The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword and Kirby's Return to Dream Land. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately, manufacturer's suggested retail price, and actual...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hopefully you'll find this conversation good. It is something that brings us around to look at American history. I've asked, if you're just joining us, what you talked about during your Thanksgiving meal yesterday. And I use that as a precursor, I don't know, some might say an excuse, to present to you a theory that came out of, and I wouldn't have had this theory had not the four of us, my two children, Megan's husband, and I have this conversation based on, you know, this business about the random acts of whatever. I would not, yesterday morning, about this time, I was at the airport waiting to get on a plane to fly to Los Angeles. And I'm walking around, and the airport's pretty busy, not bad, it's a normal sort of day, not crazy like it was on Wednesday. And I saw this book just laying on a counter at one of the gates that wasn't being used. So maybe somebody brought it there and left it there, and they're going to go back and get it for whatever. So I picked it up, and I thought, you know, this would be something interesting for me to look at. And while I was in line, I probably wouldn't have taken it because I don't usually have time to read books. But I looked at the premise of it and thought, okay, this is another example of me agreeing with Buchanan. And this is just reading the cover jacket. And then I started, when I got on the plane, I sat down and I did not move. I had something to eat. But other than that, I didn't move a muscle other than what it took me to turn the pages on this book for the 5 hours and 40 minutes that I remained on that plane. And through the course of the book, I read Buchanan's scathing review of the Bush presidency. And that is something that I find he and I have that in common because I think George Bush was a disaster in terms of and he drove me out of the Republican Party. It sounds like he about drove Buchanan away. Whatever you know about Buchanan, he's got a lot of common sense built into all of his years. 50-some-odd years being involved in political circles. He worked for three presidents, and so he's got, I think, a pretty good perspective on what has happened over these past 40 or 50 years. But he goes back through the history of wars in our country, back to World War I, And he brings us to what happened September 11th, and then what our reaction to it was. And then what the Arab attitudes towards us are now, based on what George Bush, the decision that he made. And you got to wonder, again, sort of I pushed it forward to have you understand that at the end of the conversation, the discussion that I had with my family, we agreed that the war corporations pretty much run this country and have run not just this country, but they run the world. They, for their own business, not gratification, but their... And this is kind of where I think the Occupy people who are complaining about big business and greed and stuff, I mean, I think that there's the argument you can make, at least as far as the war corporations for this. I don't know that some of these kids have thought it through that much, but I think if you really think it through, you can see how most of the turmoil and the tragedy in our lives wraps itself around war, doesn't it? And why do we go to war? Why? There is, Buchanan goes through the thinking, the process of George Bush's father and why he and Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell stopped before they went into Iraq. Because we had no business going into Iraq. And then the fact that George Bush convinced, maybe, I to this day don't understand that. I don't even understand Colin Powell or anybody on the Democratic side or the Republican side. Hillary Clinton, for God's sakes, voted to go to war in Iraq. Why? When you look back at it, there was no danger from Iraq at all then. We had started to go into Afghanistan and stopped. They apparently, according to Buchanan, had a bead on Osama bin Laden and could have done what was done this year. They could have done that 10 years ago. But for whatever the reason, that decision was grounded. So Buchanan goes through and is pretty critical of Bush. He analyzes the Muslim world, talks about how we used to be, and I remember this when I was in Egypt back in the 80s, how the Egyptians loved us. Now, fewer than 5% of Egyptians say that they have regard for America. They have, Middle East, Morocco, for example. I had a great trip there a number of years ago. Only 15% view the United States favorably there. 12% in Jordan. All these places used to love Americans. And let's face it, they liked American money. No question about that. But because of all of this stuff that seems to have not been thought through very clearly, but Buchanan explains who supported Bush, who he listened to. You know, if you look at Cheney's background and all, and I've said this over and over again, this is not about me vilifying Cheney necessarily, but you look at the connections that he had to the war machine and who's profited since then. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see what went on. And so anyway, he comes back around to, Buchanan comes back around to September 11th. He writes, a plurality of Americans, 41%, say that 9/11 was the defining moment of their lives. It's a long drop to second place. 7% say the defining moment in the last 10 years was the election of Barack Obama. And so, the most important event, and do we think about this, Richie and Jennifer? When you think about the history of our country, isn't September 11th the defining moment for most of us, no matter how old we are, that are
definitely
alive today?
In our lives, yes, I think.
So, and after September 11th, what he theorizes, Buchanan theorizes, that it has changed America, and not necessarily for the better. He cites a couple of Harvard Business School studies that basically profile what American business is doing around the world now versus what it did before September 11th, how we have insulated ourselves. And then, oh, my God, when I read this, I became orgasmic. He profiles what has happened to our freedoms. You know, we heard this past week, Newt Gingrich and I think Ron Paul had an argument in the GOP debate about the Patriot Act and how Ron Paul said we didn't need it. We took care of Timothy McVeigh. And Gingrich's comeback to that is, well, if we'd had the Patriot Act at the time, then we would have stopped Timothy McVeigh and the other guy from doing what they did, which, yeah, it sounds good. But how do you know that? You don't know that. The essence of what we have done, however, and this is profiled in the book as well, he goes back through the history of wars and what it has done to our freedom, the wars that we've gotten involved in, the people who have not liked us, hijackings of planes, airport screenings. Do you know the airport screenings actually began in the 1950s? I didn't remember that. But at some point, and it was it sort of got cranked up a little when the Castro people came in, security checks grew then. The first pat-down was introduced in 1969, and then the drug wars of the 80s. Once again, the war mentality. We're going to go to war against the drug lords and the dogs that were used. And then after September 11th, the TSA was created, and the George Bush answer to it was to create all of these Homeland Security bureaus and hiring almost 400,000 people to work for the government, most of them in security and supposedly to assure our safety.
The building that I'm sitting in right now.
Yeah.
Where the network is.
Is a testament to that. Yeah.
It is. Besides the other two main occupiers of this building, I think maybe a couple, but basically an engineering company that is a defense contractor.
Yeah.
And CACI, which is a big, huge defense contractor.
Yeah.
They pretty much occupy most of this building.
Yeah.
The building, when you walk out my front door and go 100 feet to the left.
Yeah.
Homeland Security.
Yeah. If this is Richie's in Washington, in the suburbs of Washington, as well as Washington proper, are loaded with these people that have, they have their existence thanks to what happened on September 11th. Now, you can go back and say, well, why did we have September 11th? And there are a lot of discussions about that this week, too, in terms of our reality and why we are there. But here's the bottom line. Let's listen. There are two points to this. Number one, we have a deficit in this country now over $15 trillion. Do you know that since September 11th, we have spent $7.4 trillion? And this information Buchanan gets from the Government Accounting Office. We spent $7.4 trillion on enhanced security and associated military involvement. Our country has spent 7.4, half of the deficit is on the war and things that have been a reaction to wars and attacks and that sort of thing on our country.
So does he think this was? Does he think it was our government that did it? Is he
He's not saying that at all.
Okay.
What he's saying is the military-industrial complex did it and continues to do it, and we still play that game. In matter of fact, we have played it to such folly that we have dug ourselves a hole in terms of debt that we may not ever be able to get out of, at least certainly not in our lifetime. Half of the debt is military and related expense since September 11th. Half of it.
Mm.
And I think that's what... So at the end of the conversation that my children and I were having at lunch, I mean at dinner, we reviewed who all of these companies are and how they, I think if you Googled any of these companies, Richie, and saw, were able to see who they've contributed to politically and causes that they support, I think you would, it's an easy line. It's an easy connect the dots. I can't get away from it. It was stimulating for us to have this conversation, and I thought maybe I ought to pass it along. But it started with Buchanan's book, and then it goes from there to have us all think about what the heck we're doing to ourselves. And you can say, well, we have to protect ourselves. What are we protecting ourselves from? What are we protecting ourselves from? Certainly, is it worth $7.5 trillion and having all of our lives disrupted the way they have been to do what we are doing? I say no. The only people who are really benefiting are the only place I would agree with the Occupy people who are protesting the greed of certain large corporations are those that are involved in the military industrial complex. That's where I would agree. And then There's a whole different thing about the NBA. We get on to it. We're talking about greed, and I'll talk about that later on this morning. Anyway, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us next on Good Day at 14 before the hour.
This Saturday at participating Walmart stores, kids get free photos with Santa from 10 to 2. And while they rattle off their gift requests, think about your house. Loyal. Strong. Your shelter from the storm. Doesn't it deserve some Christmas love? Like a 6'5" pre-lit Colorado Christmas tree for $39 and a 100-count mini light set for $268. Walmart has low prices on everything you need to decorate the trusty home that lets eight enormous reindeer prance and paw at its roof. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children. But with unemployment at a 20-year high and a record 16 million American children living in poverty, many children risk facing Christmas without a gift under the tree. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's most disadvantaged children. But while the economy means more donations are needed, it also means fewer people are able to donate. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater. I would ask the American public to throw its support behind Toys for Tots this season by donating that new toy or making that monetary donation. Together, we can bring the joy of Christmas and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated to Toys for Tots at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us through December 4th. And money can be donated through December 24th online at toysfortots.org.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, medical expert on the Good Day program. Alzheimer's is something we talk a lot about because of the impact of conversations that I've had with people about it and how it may or may not affect me and millions of other people in our country, Ken. So what's the latest here in the Alzheimer's category?
This is out of the Neurology Medical Journal this week, Doug. And if you see your parents or your siblings suddenly losing weight and there's no clear expectation for why, you know, it's not cancer, their thyroid's not overactive, it may be an early sign of Alzheimer's disease. I don't want to get you all worked up, you know, but make sure that this is not happening. This is an important breakthrough out of the medical journal Neurology, that lower weight, early weight loss is an early sign.
Ah, that's pretty amazing.
It is.
All right, good to have that in mind.
They forget to eat.
Yeah. All right, speaking of weight, interesting news about surgery if you are fat. It's not fat, it's having a little meat on your bones, maybe.
Is that surgery outcomes? Yeah, the surgery outcomes, they appear to be better in those who do have a little meat on the bones. This is out of the archives of surgery this week. People who are underweight were more likely not to be alive after 30 days of getting home from the hospital from some major surgery. So I don't want to tell you to pork up too much, but make sure that you're well-nourished before that elective surgery.
Well-nourished. Very cool. Problems with macular degeneration, this is pretty important stuff here.
This is some real hope. A major cause of blindness as we all get older is that important part of the retina that does all the focusing, the macula, it just goes away. Eylea, E-Y-L-E-A, was approved by the FDA this week. Important new drug.
Important information, Dr. Ken, and the podcast of all of his daily doses can be found on the homepage at DougStephan.com.
So put that something extra on the line. Give me, I'm a mashed potato.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
What knowledge do you have today that you didn't have yesterday? And what will you have tomorrow from your experiences of today that you can call experience-based learning?
It's one of the great things. If you eat a second portion of macaroni and cheese after your big Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to feel like a pig. Yeah. I have that knowledge today.
Brendan went through twice, and he was so uncomfortable he had to stand up and walk around. I think a lot of people get to that point. That's really...
There's like a little of this, a little of that, a little of this. Next thing you know,
Going back again.
All right.
Yeah, the stuffing is the best as far as I'm concerned.
Really? Your stuffing guy, huh?
I love... Megan made some great stuffing. 54 past the hour. It's technology time here on Good Day. And the technology tailor is here. Would you like to stay at home today? It's Black Friday. Would you like to stay home and still shop the Black Friday deals? You can do it. Alice Goldfain will tell you how you can do it next year on Good Day.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now, on to the important stuff. Where are you going shopping today? Are you willing to brave the stores? Or were you there at 3 a.m.? I did that once, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life, standing in line outside a Circuit City store. Remember those? It was cold, it was in the middle of the night, and I bought absolutely nothing because all those people ahead of me were grabbing products by the fistful so they could sell them on eBay for a profit. Yuck. So these days, I just shop online, and I almost always start at a website called DealNews.com. It's terrific at gathering Black Friday discounts, and I would say there are more Black Friday deals online than offline in the stores. You can see all the Black Friday ads at DealNews, plus the site simply collates discounts and sales from around the internet. They do the work for you, and what's the downside to that? Except buying lots of stuff. Happy shopping. I'm Alex Goldfain.
It is Black Friday for sure. Industry analysts are expecting millions of you to hit the stores today. They're also predicting record numbers to log online to shop today through the weekend and on Cyber Monday. Brian Osich has more with another tech expert who says that he knows What tops Santa's list this season?
This year, technology gifts still rank high on many shopping lists. Brett Larson is a tech expert. What are some of the hottest holiday must-haves?
People are obsessed with new technology and gadgets. They need to try the 2GB Echo Smart Pen from LiveScribe. It records everything you hear and write. You can then transfer your notes and audio to your computer. The V-Reader animated ebook system by VTech is also pretty cool. It's the best-selling e-reader for kids in the world. The latest version has photo and video viewing and drawing and writing capabilities. Smartphones are still very popular. The Kyocera Milano is a perfect starter if you're new to this world. It's an entry-level Android smartphone with both a touchscreen keyboard and a slide-out QWERTY keypad for those of us who like to actually hit the keys. As for apps, to coordinate plans with family and friends, try the free GroupMe app. It helps you stay connected with groups of people on the go through text messaging. And you can comparison shop with the Amazon Price Check app. Just scan it, snap it, say it, or search in-store prices with the same products on Amazon.com.
For more, log on to killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media Group.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Get 50% off one regular price item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one per household. Offer valid at participating Ace stores Saturday, November 26, 2011 only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
At a time when new jobs, environmental safety, and exporting industry are grabbing headlines around our country, one company is striving to meet all those needs while thinking ahead to future generations. Would you like more? Here's Kate Brooks.
Clean energy and more American jobs are in the works thanks to Siemens' newly expanded Charlotte facility. Siemens' Randy Zwirn says it's the hub where new state-of-the-art gas turbines will be manufactured and exported, with the first heading overseas to Mexico.
These gas turbines are some of the largest, most advanced gas turbines built anywhere in the world. Society is demanding they be clean and efficient, and these will set the standard for that efficiency and competitiveness.
Siemens' Mark Pringle says they're adding around 1,000 new jobs to help build the turbines, and the expansion will increase exports dramatically, helping the U.S. to reach the White House's goal of doubling exports by 2015.
One of the strengths of Siemens is that we have a hub internationally. So that's why the Charlotte site has exported over $600 million of product over the last 3 or 4 years. By adding the gas turbine product, we'll get to the point that we're exporting around $400 million a year out of this site.
For more information, log on to Siemens.com. That's technology now from Siemens.
For more information, stay tuned to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I would hope that you are going to be here forever and ever and ever.